The U.S. is one of two countries in the world that allows drug companies to advertise directly to consumers on TV. The other is New Zealand, in case you were wondering. Here in the U.S., drug companies have commercials that are so common, it's rare to turn on the TV and not see one, and they always include something like this.
When taking Ambien CR, don't drive or operate machinery. Sleepwalking and eating or driving while not fully awake with memory loss for the event, as well as abnormal behaviors such as being more outgoing or aggressive than normal, confusion, agitation, and hallucinations may occur. Don't take it with alcohol as it may increase these behaviors. Allergic reactions such as shortness of breath, swelling of your tongue or throat may occur and in rare cases may be fatal. Side effects may include...
And it goes on. That long list of potential side effects required by the FDA. Megan Thielking is a reporter for STAT, the health and medicine publication. She's been looking at how drug companies deal with that challenge of having to advertise the negative side of their products without scaring the customers. And I guess that's difficult when they say it may be fatal. As part of our partnership with STAT on health and science issues, Megan is with us now. Hi, Megan.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. And what are some of the strategies that the drug companies have been using to play down those lists of often dangerous or even potentially fatal side effects?
So it's interesting. They have a few strategies, but a lot of them center around the people who are narrating those ads that you're seeing on TV. So one of the main things they're trying to do is basically help you absorb all of the good, wonderful benefits of a drug and downplay how much you understand about the side effects and the risks. So when they have a person narrating a drug ad, they'll often have that person change their tone of voice and pick up the speed at which they're speaking during the side effects and the risks so that you're not absorbing as much of that information. They'll also have those narrators use, this is interesting, more complex sentences, which makes it harder for you to pick up on those side effects and those risks. And then there's a lot of design tactics that they use as well. So for example, if someone is telling you this drug will promote bone health and might cure osteoporosis, you might be seeing someone tell you those benefits. A character on the screen is explaining those benefits to you. But then when they move into the side effects and the risks, they'll actually just have a voice speaking over an image that doesn't match. Because it's been shown that you absorb more information if you're looking at someone telling you information.
Well, and the visuals are important here, too, because, and let's listen to another clip here. This is for a drug called Spiriva, which is used for COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Tell your doctor if you have kidney problems, glaucoma, trouble urinating, or an enlarged prostate. These may worsen with Spiriva. Discuss all medicines you take, even eye drops. Stop taking Spiriva and seek immediate medical help if your breathing suddenly worsens, your throat or tongue swells, you get hives, vision changes or eye pain, or problems passing urine. Other side effects include dry mouth and constipation.
Nothing can reverse COPD. Spiriva helps me breathe better.
Now, you probably know this ad if you're listening to this. This is one where they have an elephant sitting on a woman's chest. But how important is that image? And do companies have to be careful about the images that go along with what's being said?
They do. And they specifically really have to be careful about the images that they're showing when they're running over those negative effects, side effects, risks of taking a drug. Back in 2008, Bayer had a contraceptive drug, Yaz, that they had all of these bright, peppy images and balloons and people dancing and spinning around during the risks and side effects portion of the ad. And the FDA actually forced Bayer to pull that ad and run a corrective ad because they said it was too distracting for people to be able to absorb any of that information. So they've really got to pay close attention to what they're showing. It's kind of a fine line to walk.
Well, do the ads that are airing now differ greatly from the ones that aired 10 years ago? Have they figured out a way to tell us all that difficult to hear information in a nicer or less scary way?
Yeah, they've definitely been honing that. And after that corrective ad had to be run by Bayer, there's been a big shift in how they really run over all of that scary information. So now it's more about a tonal approach and giving a sort of warm, inviting tone like you could hear in that ad that doesn't make, you know, risk of heart attack, risk of stroke, risk of death sound as scary. It's sort of the same way. What voice actors have said is it's sort of the same way a doctor would explain to you all of the risks of going into a surgery in a way that wouldn't make you want to back out of that surgery.
You actually, as you said there, I mean, you've talked to these voice actors. They must feel like they're a pretty important part of this.
Yeah, they're definitely, they're a huge part of it. And it's interesting because their focus really is on speaking clearly and speaking in a way that people can understand, but they're also getting directions coming right down from these pharma companies and their marketing departments saying, I want you to pick up the pace at this part and rush through these parts and sound warmer here and like a nurse and authoritative during this part. So they're getting a lot of messages that are intended to hone in basically what parts of the ad the drug company really wants a consumer to absorb.
That's Megan Thielking, a reporter with STAT, our partners in covering health and science issues here on Here and Now. Megan, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.